Israel's Supreme Court issued a ruling today that could affect a long-running national debate over who is a Jew. The court ruling affected 17 foreigners who were converted to Judaism. The court says they must be recognized as Jews by the State of Israel, even though they were converted by non-Orthodox rabbis. Orthodox rabbis hold considerable power in Israel, and they condemned this decision. Other movements welcomed it as a partial victory. NPR's Linda Gradstein was at the Supreme Court and filed this report.
John Aguadello, originally from Colombia, has been in Israel for 14 years. After he decided to convert to Judaism, he studied intensively with a Reform rabbi in Tel Aviv. His conversion was performed in Argentina, also by a Reform rabbi. Today, the Supreme Court ruled Aguadello must be recognized as a Jew.
For me, this is wonderful because I waiting 8 years for this moment. I don't have words for this moment. I am very happy.
By a vote of 7-4, the Supreme Court ruled that Aguadello and 16 others who immersed themselves in Judaism here, but then left the country to be converted, must be recognized as Jews by the State of Israel. Until now, the Orthodox movement in Israel has had a monopoly over issues of personal status, such as marriage, divorce, and conversion. Only Orthodox rabbis can perform weddings, funerals, and conversions. Not surprisingly, Orthodox religious and political leaders condemned today's ruling. The chairman of the ultra-Orthodox Shas party, Eli Yishai, called it disaster and destruction, the most difficult day in Israel's history. Another Orthodox rabbi, Moshe Weiss, said today's ruling could split the Jewish people in Israel.
For the vast majority of the people here in Israel, the consensus was, even if you're not traditional or religious, but in order to keep Jewish people together, it was very important to keep one standard of Judaism.
In the United States, more than two-thirds of all synagogues are Reform or Conservative. But in Israel, these two movements are tiny. Anat Hoffman is the executive director of the Reform Movement's Religious Action Center, which brought the petition to the Supreme Court. Hoffman welcomed today's ruling as a partial victory for non-Orthodox streams of Judaism.
There's more than one way to be Jewish, even in Israel. You can be an Orthodox Jew, you can be Reform, Conservative, and a secular Jew. And these are all viable ways of being a Jew.
But Hoffman said she had hoped the court would allow Reform and Conservative conversions to take place in Israel. There are more than 300,000 non-Jews in Israel, many of them from the former Soviet Union. In order to convert to Judaism here, they must study for years and promise to live an Orthodox lifestyle, including keeping kosher, not traveling on the Sabbath, and sending their children to Orthodox religious schools. Hoffman says Reform and Conservative Judaism offer more liberal options.
So many of the potential converts don't want to be Orthodox. They look at the majority of Israelis who are not Orthodox, and they're saying, I want to be a Jew, but like them, I don't want to be Orthodox. This country really needs a stream of conversion which is friendly, open, and liberal. And that's us.
Hoffman says today's Supreme Court ruling is a first step. But she expects another appeal to the court to allow Reform and Conservative rabbis to perform conversions in Israel. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.